December 3, a time of trouble. Therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. Revelation 12:12. As we approach the perils of the last days, the temptations of the enemy become stronger and more determined. Satan has come down in great power, knowing that his time is short, and he is working with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish. 2 Thessalonians 2:10. The warning comes to us through God's word that if it were possible, he would deceive the very elect. Wonderful events are soon to open before the world. The end of all things is at hand. The time of trouble is about to come upon the people of God. Then it is that the decree will go forth forbidding those who keep the Sabbath of the Lord to buy or sell, and threatening them with punishment and even death if they do not observe the first day of the week as the Sabbath. At that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince which standeth for the children of thy people, and there shall be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation, even to that same time. And at that time thy people shall be delivered, every one that shall be found written in the book. Daniel 12:1. By this we see the importance of having our names written in the book of life. All whose names are registered there will be delivered from Satan's power, and Christ will command that their filthy garments be removed, and that they be clothed with his righteousness. And they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels. Malachi 3:17. In the time of trouble, Satan stirs up the wicked, and they encircle the people of God to destroy them. But he does not know that pardon has been written opposite their names in the books of heaven. He does not know that the command has been given, take away the filthy garments from them, clothe them with change of raiment, and set a fair miter upon their heads. Zechariah 3:4-5. How precious in the sight of God are his people.